Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have a heroic story to share about a preteen boy in Alabama who was quick on the draw when his home was being invaded by a criminal thug. We also have an update on the situation in New Mexico, where the Democrat governor is trying to nullify the Second Amendment by invoking a public health emergency. She may have encountered more blowback than she bargained for. A U.S. senator is demanding an explanation from the Pentagon on its use of gender-neutral pronouns. Liberty Safe, the company which describes itself as America's number one heavy-duty home and gun-safe manufacturer, does not stand for liberty. We'll share some secrets about its owners' long history of supporting far-left politics, and a Secret Service agent who was on the scene during President John F. Kennedy's assassination 60 years ago this fall comes forward with new information that blows apart the official government narrative about what happened that day in November of 1963. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with a story out of Alabama. An 11-year-old boy in Talladega, Alabama, made a man's decision to protect his family's property from a burglar. In fact, this man had robbed the boy's family on multiple occasions, but he would not get away with it this time. Here is a report from WVTM TV Channel 13 in Birmingham, Alabama. Watch this.
I told him I was going to kill him all that with a gun if he didn't get out of my house.
11-year-old Chris Gaither was home alone Wednesday morning when he heard a noise. Someone had broken into his house. Scared, Chris grabbed a 9mm handgun.
When he's come downstairs and told me he's going to kill me and F you all that.
The intruder made it out the front door with a hamper in hand. That's when Chris started firing off bullets. As the intruder was to jump this fence, Chris's 12th and final shot hit the bad guy in the leg.
I shot through a hamper that he was carrying, and it was a full metal jacket bullet. I went straight through the bag and hit him in his leg. Wow. And he started crying like a little baby.
A baby that learned his lesson.
When I pulled the gun out on him, I guess he didn't think it was a real gun because he didn't worry about it. He just kept on walking.
The police have not released the name of the suspect, but Chris's mother says this man has robbed their house before. They don't know him personally. Chris credits his stepdad for his shooting skills.
Yeah, I play zombies for target practice.
Turns out there's more than a basset hound on guard.
I hope you learned a lesson from coming to this house trying to steal stuff.
He made that man cry. Good job. That's the way to protect your family. But if this same thing had happened in, say, California instead of Alabama, you can bet that young boy would not be interviewed as a hero, but would be put on a criminal charge. That's the sad reality of today's America. We have, in essence, two Americas, and they could not be more opposite of each other. Two prominent leftists ripped New Mexico's public health decree temporarily banning citizens from carrying firearms in certain parts of the state. Democrat Representative Ted Lieu of California and David Hogg, who survived the shooting at the Parkland High School. They are both major gun control advocates, but they took to Twitter to criticize the public health decree. On Friday, Democratic New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham, she enacted an order which banned citizens from carrying firearms in certain areas of the state for 30 days, regardless of their permit status. Quote, I support gun safety laws, end quote. That's what Lieu wrote, referencing his prior support for gun control legislation. Quote, however, This order from the governor of New Mexico violates the U.S. Constitution. No state in the union can suspend the federal constitution, end quote. That's what he said. And then he continued, adding, quote, there is no such thing as a state public health emergency exception to the U.S. Constitution, end quote. Hogg himself, who survived a mass shooting in 2007, well, he agreed with the congressman, writing, quote, I support gun safety, but there is no such thing as a state public health emergency exception to the U.S. Constitution, end quote. The order states that, quote, no person other than a law enforcement officer or licensed security officer shall possess a firearm, either openly or concealed, within cities or counties averaging 1,000 or more violent crimes per 100,000 residents per year since 2021, end quote. The public health decree applies to Albuquerque, the state's largest city, and a neighboring county. Lou and Hogg join a chorus of legal pundits and officials who have questioned the constitutionality of Grisham's declaration that gun violence is a public health emergency. Quote, there are literally too many people to arrest, end quote. That's what Grisham said in response to a reporter's question during a press conference where she announced the order. Quote, if there's an emergency and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute, end quote. New Mexico State Representatives Stephanie Lord and John Block, well, they called for the impeachment of Governor Michelle Grisham after she issued that public health emergency to strip Second Amendment rights away from law-abiding citizens to carry firearms in public in and around Albuquerque, which, by the way, again, is the state's largest city. Lord wrote in a press release posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, quote, this is an abhorrent attempt at imposing a radical, progressive agenda on an unwilling populace. Rather than addressing crime at its core, Governor Grisham is restricting the rights of law-abiding gun owners, end quote. While impeachment calls grow, Eric Pratt, Senior Vice President of Gun Owners of America, told us, quote, the governor's actions are evil and tyrannical. GOA's attorneys are already preparing a complaint. So heads up to the governor. We will see you in court, end quote. Meanwhile, the lawsuits have already begun to fly. The National Association for Gun Rights, or NAGR, and one of its members in Albuquerque, Foster Haynes, filed a lawsuit against New Mexico Governor Grisham and Secretary of Health Patrick Allen over the Democratic governor's declaration of a, quote, gun violence public emergency, end quote, and subsequent ban of the, quote, public carry of guns in Albuquerque and the surrounding county by executive order, end quote. Quote, not on our watch, end quote. That's what NAGR stated on Twitter. We'll keep you posted. Breitbart reports that Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas and an Army veteran, wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin last Friday demanding an explanation regarding the Pentagon's use of gender-neutral terms like themself rather than the traditional himself or herself in decoration and awards ceremonies. Cotton wrote, quote, I write regarding the department's decision to incorporate gender-neutral language into decoration and award ceremonies or citations. Our military apparently will now use themself, which is not even a word, I hasten to add, instead of himself or herself to describe heroic or distinguished actions, end quote. The senator provided a sample of what he deemed absurd Orwellian language, quote, rank, first, M, last, junior, United States military service distinguished themselves by superior meritorious service in a position of significant responsibility as position and duty assignment from month and year to month and year, end quote. Cotton said prior guidance had consistently used himself or herself to refer to service members. Now they've been degendered with gender-neutral, ungrammatical words like themself, end quote. Senator Cotton continued, writing, quote, "And I want to stress, this language isn't referring to unspecified personnel in the abstract or large numbers of troops. It refers to a specific named person whose preferred gender, so-called, is presumably known. The department's embrace of far-left gender ideology doesn't merely subvert the English language in ways that would astonish George Orwell. Worse, it exemplifies the Pentagon leadership consumed by the fads of the faculty lounge at a time when the Army can't hit its recruiting goals. The Navy can't keep ships out of dry dock, and the Air Force can't find spare parts for planes," end quote. Cotton demanded a response from Austin by September 15th at 5 p.m., seeking clarification on whether Austin personally sanctioned the language change, and if not, when he became aware of the alteration. Then Cotton added, quote, "I also would welcome a reply that this whole episode was just a practical joke or a decision you immediately reversed when it came to your attention," end quote. By the way, I would not count on that, Senator. In fact, in a footnote to the communication, Cotton, who addressed the letter to Mr. Secretary, added, quote, "If I may be so bold as to assume your preferred gender," end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Before we continue, let me remind you, we are brought to you by you. If you appreciate what we're doing here as we put out not only the Worldview Report 5 nights a week, but then we also have Worldview Report Sunday on Sunday morning, Worldview Radio, 1 to 2 Central Time every day, and then, of course, Brandon House Live every night. That's just a few of the shows we produce here. If you appreciate all we're putting out from this news desk, we need your support. We push it all out for free. And you'll find my programming at worldviewtube.com. Go look at all the programs you can watch and listen to absolutely free of charge, including lots of articles at worldviewtimes.com. Worldviewtimes.com is where we put a lot of free articles. Worldviewradio.com is radio, worldviewtube.com is TV, and worldviewtimes.com is articles. You get to one website, you get to them all, and they're all free. So how do we do this? Because you support us in one of several ways. And one of those ways is by making a contribution at WVWFoundation.com. We're committed to producing programming that helps people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and knows how to respond. So thank you. WVWFoundation.com. $5, $10, $20 a month, whatever you can afford. We appreciate it. And we are looking for more regular monthly contributors. You can set up an automatic contribution right there at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll find the mailing address right there at WVWFoundation.com. Thank you. Daniel Greenfield, in a new article at Front Page Magazine, says leftists are constantly exploring new ways to weaponize the government. Quote, it never misses an opportunity, an angle, or an option to add another brick to its new Berlin Wall for America, end quote. That's what Greenfield wrote. Here's another example of that in California. SB 54 passed the state Senate with a vote of 32-8. Next, it will go to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. This bill requires venture capital firms operating in California to report the diversity breakdown of the founders they fund to the state. They got to report it to the state, folks. And this includes reporting on the gender and ethnic and racial background of the founders, in addition to the dollar amount given to them. That's what Daniel Greenfield reported. The bill orders the disclosure of the, quote, gender identity of each member of the founding team, end quote. Their race, ethnicity, LGBTQ status, and anonymously, quote, any member of the founding team who declined to provide any of the information described in clauses, end quote. Refuse to disclose, and you'll pay the price. The obvious goal here is to pressure venture capitalists to force the companies they fund to collect detailed information about the founders and to push founders to hire token minorities who are just there to pad out diversity stats. There will be no shortage, folks, of Asians, Indians, and gay people on these lists. But that's not diverse enough. And so, we've had the spectacle of Silicon Valley firms being told that they're not diverse when 40% of their employees are Asians or Indians. Should the government be aggressively, folks, tracking the sexual interest of tech companies' founders? California's identity politics and their Democrats that back it believe we should. In other news, a former Secret Service agent who was present at President John F. Kennedy's assassination has come forward with a new claim that debunks the Warren Commission's so-called magic bullet theory. And his admissions, well, they raise questions about whether there was a second shooter. Paul Landis, now 88 years old, broke his silence on September 9th, nearly 60 years after Kennedy was shot dead in a motorcade passing through downtown Dallas. He broke his silence and he shares this bombshell recollection with the New York Times. Landis, who in 1963 was a very young Secret Service agent assigned to protect First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy. He said that in the chaos following the shooting, he picked up a nearly pristine bullet sitting on the top of the back seat of the open limousine. He said the bullet was right behind where Kennedy was sitting when he was killed. Landis says he took the projectile and placed it on the president's hospital stretcher to preserve it for the autopsy investigators. That bullet, the first piece of evidence logged in the murder investigation, has for six decades been said to have been found on the stretcher of Texas Governor John Connally and was, well, theorized to have fallen free from a wound to his thigh. Landis thinks the bullet may have rolled onto Connally's stretcher from Kennedy's stretcher while the two stretchers were next to each other. It has long been known as the magic bullet. The bullet that supposedly passed through Kennedy's neck from the rear, then entered Connally's right shoulder, struck his rib, exited under his right nipple, and passed through his right wrist and hit his left thigh. But Landis' assertion that it had actually exited Kennedy, well, that could lay waste to the magic bullet theory. And it could bolster the claim that Lee Harvey Oswald did not operate alone on the day of the murder. The Daily Mail reports that Ukraine's newly modified cruise missiles that are capable of striking targets hundreds of miles into Russia, well, it has sparked fears that Vladimir Putin could resort to the nuclear option if he feels his nation is under an existential threat. Dr. Alan Mendoza, executive director at the Henry Jackson Society think tank, told the Daily Mail that although he considers the nuclear threat, quote, unlikely, end quote, it remains on the table should Putin feel backed into a corner amid attacks on Russian cities. It is not likely Russia would strike Ukraine or NATO allies with nuclear weapons simply in response to Neptune missiles being used. To do so would mean a response from the West that would surely hasten the demise of the Putin regime. That said, if Putin felt that his grip on power was loosening beyond his control, he might try something desperate. At that point, it would be hoped that saner forces within the Russian hierarchy would step in to relieve him of command, end quote. Meanwhile, former U.S. defense attaché to Moscow and retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Kevin Ryan said Washington was alarmed by Ukraine's new strike capability. Quote, the U.S. administration is concerned that successful attacks by Ukraine into Russia could give Putin justification to expand his war to the West or even use nuclear weapons. Deploying the Neptune and attacks against Russian infrastructure will escalate the war and force Putin and his military leadership to also escalate their attacks against Ukrainian cities, end quote. Putin's state media mouthpieces, well, they railed against a recent Ukrainian attack using the cruise missiles on the Crimean Peninsula, labeling it the result of a British-supplied Storm Shadow missile and threatening retaliation against the West. But it was later revealed that the weapon behind the destruction of the S-400 was not a British projectile, but instead a modified version of a Neptune cruise missile. So, that's if you believe that. But it's quite possible. But just because the Daily Mail and other Western propaganda news outlets say it is, doesn't make it true. It's just as possible that Ukraine is using U.S. and U.K.-supplied missiles to strike inside Russia. Of course, the U.S. and U.K. would not want that to be known. So, they have an incentive to work together and lay out a story. Some kind of story about some new high-tech missiles developed by Ukraine itself. The Daily Mail, by the way, has one of the worst records of reporting truth about the war in Ukraine. So, until the story is verified by a more reliable and reputable source, take it with a grain of salt. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. BizMac Review reports that a celebrity chef who plans to open up two new cafes in downtown San Francisco is optimistic that the city can recover from the rampant crime and squalor that have made it into an international punchline. And he suggests that all residents have a vital role to play. Food Network host Tyler Florence, who is partnering with the city to open up the eateries in Union Square, he told CBS Bay Area that people in San Francisco, quote, can't live like this any longer, end quote, and suggested that, well, positivity and the revitalizing of the filthy, crime-ridden downtown area is key to the restoration of what was once one of America's most vibrant and picturesque cities. Of course, that was before the Democrats took over and ruined it. Watch this.
The whole park's going to smell like cookies.
Celebrity chef Tyler Florence is partnering with the city to open not one, but two cafes in the heart of Union Square. It's part of San Francisco's plan to revitalize downtown and promote it as a global shopping and dining destination.
We want this to be a cultural impact, you know, make a big difference in the city of San Francisco, and really, even from a citizen standpoint, lean in. Like, we can't complain about it. We can't point fingers. I think it's everyone's collective responsibility. Pick a neighborhood.
Playing off Tyler's Chase Center Steakhouse, the artisanal cafes will be called Miller & Lux Provisions. The Stockton Street side of the plaza will feature an eatery that offers savory and all-day brunch options.
We can't fix homelessness in San Francisco. We can't fix this problem. I think we can. So this is my opportunity to make a big statement.
The proposed three-year lease will go before the SF Rec and Park Commission for approval later this month.
Rec and Park is really excited to work with Tyler. He has three successful restaurants in San Francisco already, so we want to recreate some of that magic and bring it here to Union Square.
The goal is to open both projects by late October or early November.
I want San Francisco.
Well, I am sorry to say, Mr. Celebrity Chef, but your plan won't work. The reason I know it won't work is because it deals only with the symptoms, not the root causes of what has destroyed that once great city. If the people of San Francisco, if they have really and truly had enough of living in that kind of cesspool, they would kick the people out of office who have, well, presided over the city's slide into such despicable condition. After that, they would turn to God and seek his wisdom for their city. And that goes for all America's cities, by the way, not just San Francisco. It's too late for the type of solutions we heard from Chef Tyler Florence. We need something more profound, like a revival of the Christian faith, along with a biblical worldview, a true understanding of what makes a culture strong, what makes family strong, what makes a nation strong, what is at the heart of liberty and where those liberties come from, and what is the purpose of government, not to give us rights, but to secure our rights that are given to us by God. And until this happens, really, he and everyone else is just whistling past the graveyard. It'll start only with a return to faith in God and building, as I said, the strong institutions that are required for a civilized and stable society. You don't build strong families, by the way, with LGBTQ, blah, 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 the ever-expanding initial alphabet soup. You don't expand and grow strong families with that ideology. When and where has that ever worked in bringing a city or a state or a nation back from the brink of collapse? It hasn't, ask Sodom and Gomorrah, and it won't. So wake up, America, look in the mirror, face the truth. Our country is suffering from cultural rot brought on by years of godlessness and lawlessness. And we've been looking in all the wrong places for leadership. But to be fair, we must remember, when we do find a leader we believe can get us back on track, often the election is stolen. Because sometime, somewhere, we stopped having elections and started having what appear to be selections. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast. There are a few ways you can support us. One is by helping yourself and your family and do what my family has done, and that is get an emergency medical kit on hand. Something that has ivermectin and antibiotics. Look, folks, if a crisis happens and we can't get to the drugstore or get a prescription, the power goes down, there's a banking collapse, civil unrest, whatever it might be, World War III, I think you're going to want to have some ivermectin and antibiotics and other things like that on hand, don't you? Well, my friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe and the other guys there at the Wellness Center have developed such an emergency medical kit. And now you can acquire one like my family has for your family. Might want to get a few of these, by the way, so you have one for every family member. All you got to do is visit TWC, stands for The Wellness Center, twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. Check it out and get your family your own emergency medical kit today. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com. There you'll find emergency freeze-dried food that tastes very good. I've eaten many, many, many of the entrees, and I have enough for over 2 years to last my family. You might want to do the same. But we not only have emergency food, we have emergency supplies. Things like heirloom seeds, EMT bags, sutures, potassium iodide to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. So many items. Water purifiers, filters, etc. All the details can be found at WVWTVstore.com. That's a service we offer, and it's a part of our general operating budget to help us keep pushing out programs like this. WVWTVstore.com. You can also call using the 901-468-9357 number to place your order over the phone. Also, don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th, live in the building. Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills, Rebecca Walzer, Todd Bensman. What a lineup. You can secure your seat now by visiting WVWTVstore.com. Look at the top of the page for the different links to priority or general seating. WVWTVstore.com. And then don't forget about MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's a lot of sales going on over there. It's not too early to take advantage of some of those sales. Some of them won't last much longer. And go ahead and buy some gifts for Christmas. They're inflation-busting specials. Buy them now. Put them away in a closet. You'll be saving money and getting great products. MyPillow.com, but please use the promo code B66. You get savings and we get credit. It's also part of our operating budget. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.